Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk. You know, kind of want to wish everyone a happy Wednesday evening. With that being said, got a few quick announcements of some upcoming events. Think the big Mardi Gras race, which everybody's kind of excited about. February the 23rd, that's going to be held at State Capitol Raceway over in Port Allen, Louisiana. Looks like it's going to be some nice grudge action, but also we're going to have class racing during the day as well, so kind of push back with it later on into the show, because I'm sure people are probably going to have questions, being it another weekend before showdown. Also on March the 30th, we have the Big Bike Grudge Fest event that's going to be held at Twiggs Macon National Dragway. It's going to be an all-bike event. I think the class is going to be, 6-0 hand clutch shootout, and I want to say it was a little gambler's race as well with the hand clutch. So information will be rolling out on that as well. And we also have another event coming up April 6th, which is going to be at Hub City Dragway. I think it's going to be the first series race of the year. That's going to be taking place there. And also we got another race on the 6th as well at the Rockingham Dragway. I think they know. Which will be hosting that race. So hopefully within weeks we will have him or others that represent will come on and kind of talk about the race, and maybe if you all had any questions, whatever, you could ask him. I'm sure he probably wouldn't mind giving you 5 or 10 minutes of his time to kind of ask some questions. Also that I'm thinking that we will be trying to come up with is this thing called Grudge Court. And I haven't really put the details together. What I'm trying to do is, like, when we have people that's beefing with each other, whatever, we're going to have them to come on the radio show, probably dedicate about 15, 20 minutes to them, let them come out there and kind of explain the situation. Pretty much, if just something happened at an event, like on websites, and the world kind of catches the spotlight, we can bring them on here and let them present the case up in Grudge Court here, and we can see if we can come up with a remedy or something and kind of cut down on all of this talking or whatever, and see if we can get more grudge races kicked off rather than all of this talking and stuff. Cause, actually, this year I'm ready to see some grudge racing, not all this talking and stuff. So hopefully when I can get all the details together, I'll kind of put something out there for you to kind of look at. Either we may do a vote on it if you decide to go with it. We probably will try to roll out that plan. If not, we'll just move on to something else. Also, if anyone's out there and they kind of want to say anything or have any event they want to bring up or talk about, give them a couple of minutes to kind of come on the show early enough and let them kind of talk about it. So at this time now, we're going to open up the lines. If anybody want to come out and talk about an event that they know about or putting on or something, feel free now to come out and kind of express it. Okay, no one, no other, any other events going on nowhere? Someone got a track open that open for bikes to come and test something before the next weekend? Or I know State Capitol will be open this weekend, roughly, I want to say Friday night, from 5 to, no, I'm thinking from 5 to 11, and also on Sunday, I want to say from 10 to 5. And I want to say Hub City will be open as well. So if anyone else know of any other tracks that could be open, you know, feel free to kind of take the time now to kind of open up and give us some information on the track or whatever in the hours. All right. Well, no one has that. I got a quick question here. I know everybody's been talking about it, but this race with the big grudge race between Custom Cut and the Angola bike, which will be taking place next weekend. Kind of done a poll for us to ask the people to vote to kind of see how would they rate the race. And so far they have the Angola bike ahead. I think the last time I checked, it was like at 85% to the Black Caesar bike, which was at about 25%. So, hopefully next week, with the rest of the people that's voting, we can see how close this race really would be. But as of now, they have the Angola bike ahead, standing at 85%, and like I said, the Black Caesar bike is at 25%. So I'm thinking that the race would be closer, but I just kind of want to wish good luck to both of the camps and just really ready to see some racing. Anybody else got any races or grudge match that they were trying to line up, or not even for the Louisiana, but anywhere, I mean, for if you want to come out here and make a call out to someone, we can use a few minutes to kind of do that. If anybody had anything to say. I know a lot of these guys with these old school bikes are making a comeback this year, so I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of the old GS in this back out. So I know a lot of them been in hiding for a minute, but I think this is going to be the year to see a whole lot of different bikes come out. All right, another topic that that I think is being discussed, and I'm kind of fishing around. Next week, we're going to probably have two engine builders to come on as well and kind of let them kind of give a layout about the race as well. So I thought I was going to be able to have time to kind of set that up tonight, but unfortunately, I wasn't. So hopefully, we're going to line that up for next week. I'm not going to call the names out tonight, so, but all I can say is it will be very interesting next week to hear these guys come out and kind of talk about the product, not to really give any engine specs or anything, but kind of to let them rate the racing and just basically talk about the bikes that they be building or whatever. So we have one caller here. We're going to open up the line and kind of see what the person. 3117, your line is open. 3117, your line is open. Your line is open.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. We're just looking for the Baton Rouge.
Okay. Bringing bike down with you, or you just coming to catch some racing action?
Actually, we're going to bring a bike down with us and just sit back and see who we can draw.
Okay. Well, we're not going to actually give a name or whatever of your bike, but if you want to give a description, like you got a 6'8" or a 70-some-inch street top bike you want to call out, something, man, I mean, you can take this opportunity now and call it, kind of give a description. I wouldn't ask you, you know, for the name or color of your bike, but just kind of put it out there, you know, and maybe it's going
to... Just a 70-inch nitrous bike.
Okay. All right. You on a street top?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, rider weight. I mean, lightweight, heavyweight, or?
Lightweight.
Okay. All righty. And for the ones that are coming out of town, the track will be open that Friday night as well for testing and tuning. I want to say that I was probably going to be from 5 to 11 or maybe 5 to 12. I need to verify that, which I will have that information ready for next week's show to kind of give you a detailed thing for it if anyone want to come out and test on Friday. And, so is this a boost or 1,000 you got?
It's a boost. What time is the track open up Friday?
That's going to be from 5 p.m. that evening to 11 or 12 that night.
Okay.
And on Saturday, the gate's going to open up at 8 and the racing start at 12.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, you should have no hard time finding no races with that setup, I believe.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Okay. All right. Well, do we have any other callers want to tell me? Yeah, we do. 6199. Your line is
open.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? I got that phone on 14 and I'm going to hook up with somebody, right?
Okay.
Got me 3 inches long.
72, okay.
Yeah, 72, 73. Just come out of retirement after 3 years. I'm looking to put it down with somebody, anybody, don't matter.
It's 1,000?
No, 14.
Oh, okay, 14 making a comeback.
Yeah. I'll be out there that Friday night testing and tuning, and on Saturday, I'll be scrapping it on somebody here.
I don't blame you. Boy, yeah, that, you know they do say that's cow country down on that end. So.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, I'm on my way to Baton Rouge right now. I'll be there a week early.
I got you. Anybody particularly you want to call out, or you just don't catch them as they slip around the track?
I'm gonna catch them as they come through the gate. I'm trying to get me some of them North Carolina boys.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that ain't going to be hard to find. I'm sure the hands probably going to go up now after you mentioned that state there. As far as your weight, your lightweight. Okay. As far as these guys coming out of town to look for you, I mean, your lightweight, heavyweight, or what's your weight?
I'd say about 170, whatever you want to call that.
Okay, about an average weight, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know they are listening, so.
I can't wait a minute.
The only thing they need to do is just look for a 14 round through that.
Look for a 14.
I gotcha. Well, we don't want to get them. Orange and black, okay. We don't want to get them mistaken with the green and black.
Nah, that's my click.
Yeah, man. That's the reason why they don't call you cow country for anything, but
I hate.
All right, so Carolina. We got a call here, man. So you may have your race set up here. Let me open up the line here. 4161. Yeah. Your mic is open.
Man, I wasn't trying to do that. Here I am talking my wife about some chicken and made a mistake and matched the one, man. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, man.
So my man thought he had him a race up here.
Thought I had the truck.
Okay. All right. So once again, you said it's orange and black 14, man. It was how long, 72, 74 inches?
72.
72 on street tire.
Yeah.
Okay. With gas.
With gas.
Okay. That shouldn't be hard either, man.
Not easy.
Yeah, that definitely.
Hey, I don't know. Them big boys can get some too.
Okay. I know just the man. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it over or not, but hopefully he would chime on in later on sometime into the show and kind of feel you out to see what you're talking about. Ron, now when you said big, as far as your weight, are you talking about 200 plus? Are you talking about big name?
Talking about big boy, big motor.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, let me. Anybody out there?
Big motor.
We got a man on here with a Z14. Pretty much looking for some action on the 23rd. They 72 inch street tie. We hadn't got no hits off, but I'm sure that would change.
All right. It is listening.
Man, I can't believe that no one is. So you all are coming out, you said, Friday night for testing?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there Friday night to test.
Okay, we may have a caller here. 8734. The line is open.
170 pounds. He's calling out all niggas with big motorbikes.
Hey, 8734, your line is open.
Hey, one nigga
going to
come, but you better be quiet, nigga.
We're going to
take your pancake.
I think he may have left. Yeah, I think you kind of stirred up something there, man. Let me see if we can open this kit line up again. 8734, and your line is open. 8734, your line is open. I ain't know the 14 scared people that bad. That's the second caller, man. Came in and just got quiet. Man. So are you there?
Hey,
I know you're not just
picking up.
Oh, talking about the guy that just called?
Custom cut. I might just have to raise that orange and black boost.
You know that's a flat slick bike, man.
Oh yeah. It don't matter.
Okay. Man. I don't mean, have no hits off of him. So you making a I'm not gonna say you're making a call out to custom cut, but you said you will try him if all push comes. Okay. Now, you know that dude is around, 150, 140 something, but you don't care about the weight.
Yeah, we'll make it right. We'll make it easy.
Okay. Man, you done called Carolina all custom cut. still no hit. That's amazing. All right, we're going to try to open up this guy line again. The hand is still raised on 8734. Your line is open.
Mm-hmm.
8734. Your line is open. All right. And you got that guy scared. What about.
I'm going to have to scrap it on some of my Louisiana boys.
Yeah, it looks like you may have to go down the list, man. What about Mississippi? Anybody in Mississippi you want to try, or Texas, or?
Hey, come see me on Friday. We hook up on Friday.
Okay.
Let me sign some papers on Friday.
So you say you'll be down there this Friday night, too?
Yeah, this Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I'll actually be down there myself, so I may look for that 14 in. Man, I can't believe this. Let me see if I can call Mr. Cut and see what he can come out here and say, if he accepts that race or not. Also, let me see if I can clone him in here. Mr. Cut, your line is open, I believe.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, I was just trying to listen tonight and just see if anybody was going to pop off wrong, and I really didn't hear nobody talking out sideways, Chris.
Okay.
I mean, I already told y'all I don't entertain Kawasaki's. You
know. I don't entertain Kawasaki's. I mean, that really ain't no challenge to me.
Okay.
I think he really just trying to make a name for himself. He know better than that. He know not to call me out. So that's why I didn't take that challenge, serious.
Okay.
He just trying to make a name for himself. You seen nobody didn't even call in for him. You had to chime me in just to say something to him. You know, but getting on this race with me and Michael Phillips, I was asked to come over. It was a couple of guys called me and told me they were going to provide me with heavily armed security when I come over there, and it was safe to come. So I'm here to tell y'all need to come out and see this. It's guaranteed to go down just the way it was scripted to go down, with me holding up the power aid at the finish line. You know, and I already know that a lot of people are going to call in tonight and try to bash me. I've been bashed on the Internet. But, Chris, I think that situation about what that topic that you brought up when you first came on tonight about that court, that grudge
what?
Court, I think that would be a good thing, because, you know what, I'd probably be in court every week.
Yeah. We're going to try it, man, just to see. You know, I mean, it's all fun and games, but same time, it would try to, man, bring the races closer together and stuff, and stop all this feuding and taking stuff so serious and personal, man, because, you know, I already paint a bad picture up for us guys, so we're going to try to do what we can, man, to kind of clean up the image a little and, you know, and just make it fun in the games, man, rather than all this threatening and stuff. So hopefully we can try at least to, you know, make things
Hey, Chris, let me tell you this right here. I know a lot of people listening tonight, but when I come over there, the 23rd, if y'all come up to the camp where I'm at, I'm going to personally show y'all how to take a loss and show y'all how to deal with a win and all the talking. You know, I can take it. I can take it. It's nothing to me, because at the end of the day, if I'm holding up that trophy, that's all that matters. If I'm paying you my money, it don't matter anyway. It's a chance I'm going to win or lose. So you got to be able to take the talk and the win or loss. It doesn't matter. It's just all sport.
Right.
It's all a sport. I mean, people talk about me all day long. I don't care, but, boy, you better not sit beside me. You better not sit beside me. Now, prime example, I silenced Tackle Boss. Ever since I beat him in Valdosta, he has yet to get on here and come sideways or talk to me sideways. All you got to do is sit beside a man and drag him down the track. That'll hush him up. Court's adjourned.
We got another call here, man. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 3494. Your line is open. 3494. Your line is open. Three four nine four, your line is open.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I don't think they know they press one. Okay, 8734. The line is open. Alrighty. Well, what do you think about that poll, man, on Psycho Bike that the guy that deploys with the Angola bike up on you?
You know, I ever since I've been on Psycho Bike, and every time I got ready to race somebody, they took a poll, and I always lost on the poll. Always lost. You know, they picked San Francisco 49ers to win a Super Bowl, and the underdog won. You know, I love being the underdog. I don't care nothing about no poll, because a poll is man-made. It's a bunch of haters. It's 87% haters out there against me. But those 25 that's going to ride with me, we're going to hold that bread up at the end of the track. And I guarantee you, you follow me, we're going to the casino, all on me. No, excuse me, all on Michael Phillips. Yeah. Yeah, y'all think I'm playing if you want to. Y'all think I'm playing. See, all he got is a name. I got a name and a motorcycle with papers. That's all Michael Phillips got is just a name, and that's on TV. It's the dirty south right here, what we playing in next week. We playing in the mud.
He's a real known person out there, dude. I mean, anybody.
Man, Chris, that don't matter. People knew Muhammad Ali. People knew Mike Tyson. But we all laid down in the end, though.
Well, gotcha.
Can't nobody know Michael Phillips. Shoot, I thought y'all was going to say somebody like Greg Anderson, or you know, not Sean Gann, I don't respect him either. But what don't Hines boys? Now if y'all just said Matt or Craywick or somebody, I probably been shivering right now. But man, Michael Phillips, come on man, y'all bring an old dirty towel to beat me. Don't bring no bring
well,
a
say,
clean rag.
I tell you what now, this guy with this 14, this orange and black one, he sound like he really wanna get at you now. I'm not much trying to start anything, man. But
look, tell that male wannabe, I only talk to amateurs by appointment. And tonight, I don't see him on the appointment book.
Okay.
That you know, male wannabe on the line tonight. Look here, bro. You know, you may have a fast motorcycle, but you got to stay in your class. One thing I didn't like that you said tonight, you said make it right. Whenever you call somebody out, don't ever ask for that. Be ready to man up, head up. Be ready to man up, head up. Now, that's word to the wise to y'all, but, you know, I use every excuse in the book when I call somebody out. So, you know, you can't do what I do. You know, I call pro mods out, and they going to give me something.
Hey, I ain't call
you
out. I'm looking for a
red,
dog.
Oh, you ain't call me? Okay, because, you know, Chris told me that you had called me out. I'm sorry. You didn't call me Chris. Come on.
Okay.
He didn't call me out.
Okay.
He didn't call me out. He's a baby. He's a baby. He's a baby.
Okay.
You know, tell you what. Take that bottle out your mouth, stick it in the microwave for 10 seconds. Put a little milk on your wrist and put it back in your mouth. Drink that warm milk. Or you're messing with a grown man over here now.
And we got another caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 0678, man. Your line is open.
Order in the courtroom. Order in the courtroom. Y'all need to go to court, man. Y'all need to go to court. This is Hillside.
Y'all need to go to court.
Man, you sound like one of them old judges, man. Come on, man.
Hey, what that is? You say here, baby, what you got? Child support over there, man?
It's all right, and I want it too. Hey, Hillside, them guys, we need to try to get them guys to come. You know, I don't want to be promoting another race because I got passed about that, but March the 30th. Hey, some of them guys need to come over our way.
That's what I figured.
You know, some of them Louisiana guys, y'all come over our way. Come to GA. Look, we got the best hotels, the best food, gumbo. You know, y'all want. We got gumbo over here, too.
I think Louisiana is the king of gumbo, though, man. I mean.
Yeah, but we got a slice of watermelon to go with ours, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I guarantee you they ain't got that to go with theirs. Yeah, because it's not like I'm going to be able to make no race, man, till Tweeds.
Okay.
Do the work schedule and all that. But I know in Tweeds, I got to see a few people.
That's cool, because I'm representing Georgia next week. So, I mean, I'm coming over there to rep Georgia.
Well, I'm from the FLA, so, you know, but it is what it is. And, yeah, you do your thing. But like I say, I got to catch me some of them cats up there in Tweeds. And then that cat Mayo, I need to see him in Valdosta. You know, I get like him. He said
hey,
somebody look like him.
No, you got a lookalike on the line tonight.
Who is that?
He on here. The 14, Chris, the orange and black one, 72, 170 pounds, or whatever you say he was. Is he still on?
Yeah, he should be still on.
Man, that cat don't even talk like he won a race.
No, I think somebody lured him on here. Somebody probably said it was a sweepstakes show or something.
He might have called the wrong show.
He thought he was going to win $1,000 to see something, I guess.
I'm going to take it off Friday night, man.
I'm here. I'm just sucking it up.
Say what, Chris?
I'm
on the line. I'm just sucking it up.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to check him out Friday night, so we may give you a call here or whatever and see what we can line up. You know, this guy's making
yeah. Yeah, I think I'm sitting at about 72 inches, too. 70. I might be at 70. And I got a street tie, too. I was 80, but I had to change swing on so I can get me some of these guys to race.
Man, and that's a 14 also, too, ain't it, sir?
No, sir. That's a booster. I don't mean nothing. A cow ain't good for nothing but milk.
Oh, okay.
And I'm lactose intolerant. So you know what I think about them.
Yes, sir.
If you want to go fast, you better buy a Suzuki. If you want to go fast, you better buy a Kawasaki because you're going fast to the shop.
Yes, sir. I'm going to come down there and see if they bought it. I'm coming over there and see if they bought it.
Now, don't be surprised you see Master P walk up to you, man. Put your hands on him, man. Don't fall out here.
Hey, he better have a contract because it costs to touch me. He better have a contract. If Master P touch me, he owe me $1,000 because just to touch me is $1,000 when I come over there. Ain't nobody getting no free handshake.
Oh, he ain't signed autographs no more?
You know what? I take that back. Now, I ain't going to. All the ones on Psycho Bike that bash me, come up and tell me your name on Psycho Bike. And if I like you, I give you a poster. If I don't, you ain't getting nothing. But for all the kids, the ladies, all the, you know, the fans out there, y'all come out, see old Cut, and, you know, let's just have a little fun. That's all it is, just fun.
You heard that. Man, we got a caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line and see what he has to say. 1-229. The line is open. 1-229. Your line is open.
Must be some negative energy. Yeah.
Didn't have too much to say.
Yeah. That probably was a hater there.
Let's see if we can open them up again. 1-229. Your line is open. Electrocuting of him.
We're trying to hook up an airship.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Man, that'll be a perfect race between both bikes at 72, 7400 there.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I say, I got a messed up work schedule. It's hard for me to try to get out, but I'm definitely making some races this year, though. That's for sure.
Okay.
That's for sure.
Yeah, I just bought me an old four-wheeler the other week, so
We're going to bring that up later, too.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go.
Yep, we bringing that up, yeah, for all them four-wheeler guys. I don't care if you host the show or do whatever, you know, y'all, I'm getting everybody.
Who you calling now, Vangelo?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just out just to, you know, see what, just shake it down a little bit, you know. We ain't got to bet no money.
I feel proud about all of it. We actually in the process of trying to put a ATV race together over there in August over at Twig. So that's going to be the big showdown. And I'm thinking if you
he sounds just like them North Carolina boys. It's a lie.
Oh, I got one together now, but it's not where I want it to be. So I got to go back to the drawing board.
Oh, y'all got something for Rock and them over there this year?
Well, we said that we would get together and drop off to a few guys with some killer fans, and so I can't come over there with no little flow.
Oh, yeah, you're right. What about the Promars next week? They gonna be out there too?
Oh yeah, man. Those guys are real excited about coming down here.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Hey, Custom, what's up? What we talk about this weekend?
They are all excited, man, about this race. As far as the guy with you, those guys have time to run that race.
Say what, Chris? I couldn't hear you.
If those guys have time to run that race, you know, they're going to be in elimination and qualifying and stuff. So,
right.
We may work something, but what we may end up doing is before next week, get on the phone and we can discuss that and see what we can come up with.
Now, Chris, what I want to do, because me and Michael Phillips, we're going to go off the truck. And it'll probably take place. I want to get that race done at least before 6 o'clock. Before dark, the race got to be done.
Okay.
Because I'm not used to that weather over there, and I'm not going to put C's out there under no kind of conditions and then lose a race because I, you know, spun down the track or something. But now, that Promar race, I don't mind doing that night.
Okay.
But if you can put something together with that guy and – I don't know what he say he's going to give me. The back tire and the brake, I'll come back around and I'll take just the brake with him. I take head up with the brake. Say what now?
If the classes is over with early with those guys or whatever, then yeah, we probably can see what we can come up with.
Because, see, I know being a, this is an early race for the year. And I never did a race this early as far as grudging in the year. But I know
right.
I'm probably put up a lot of my money if I get past Michael Phillips and I beat that Promar. I know I'm mess up a lot of my money for the year. So I'm telling y'all out there in Grudge Land that I told the owner of another bike that Caesar will be for sale in Louisiana. Caesar will be for sale. It will be a price tag on Caesar. Because I know some guys going to call me and want to buy this bike after I get finished waxing Michael Phillips. So I will sell it. I will bring the title to it because I ride with the title with me. I will bring the title, and I will sell Caesar over there. I drop the oil pan, do whatever. And you know what? The first tune-up on me. I pay Dan. The first tune-up on me. Yeah, I'm going to bigger and better things. We're going to an Outlaw Harley. y'all think I'm playing? No, DTM, we put together an Outlaw Harley. I'm not lying to you.
You know we got a big Harley race going on over there in Texas in May.
In May?
Yep.
Oh man, well after we get this thing tested, I mean I got to come up with a couple more chips, but
okay.
We're working on a couple of things with that too, Val.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, the prize is right for Caesar. And I guarantee some numbers on that joke.
Now, just in case, I'm just going to slip Superbone's name in on this, too, in case we can work him in the lineup with you, too.
Yeah.
would you take that race or whatever?
If the Promar guy is talking outside his mouth, yeah, I'll race Super Bowl. He got my car.
Okay.
He won't.
Yeah, y'all said you want to say, I'm on here. I know I'm, you know, the trip already planned. Actually, I wish it was next week already. I wish it was next week already. Are you outside? Hey, we got to meet for practice on Saturday night. You know what I told you?
Yeah, that's why I wonder. You still over that?
Yeah. We're going to be there. Yeah, they don't even know about that. We shaking out all day on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
Man, I'm going to have to aim the spot camera over there on you and take a look.
Hey, spies allowed. Spies allowed. We worry about that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, but you say you wanted some Mayo as well, didn't you? You were running.
Yeah. I want some Mayo. You know what I'm saying? Mayo. He say he's 69 inches or whatever. I slide mine to 69, man. If it'll come up to 69, I put it right there for him. He look like he in the ballpark with me. I think I can run slap over him.
Okay.
I never seen, other than me, and I know I got a bunch of horsepower, I never seen a bike, a street type bike like he to spin as much. He's old. Well, I ain't gonna tell him what he's doing wrong, but he'll side. I bet with you.
Yeah, I know what he's doing wrong.
I bet with
you. Also don't spin like that.
Thank you.
You know, that's one of the better tracks. I know they holler about all them other tracks, but that's a good track. They prepped that track.
Yeah. I can put a wore-out slick on my bike and still hook.
Yeah, he looked like he was at Douglas.
Yeah, man. He was straight. He's a straight clown. They called me a clown. He's a boo-boo clown.
But he seemed to be like good people, though, with it. You know what I'm saying?
He good people, but I'm going to tell y'all something now. Now, in racing, when you call yourself having a pit crew, remember to load certain stuff in your trailer. In North Carolina, he borrowed almost everything we had, air tanks. I thought he was going to borrow my suit there for one time. But in Valdosta, when he came to Valdosta, he wanted to borrow a tire changer. He wanted this. He wanted that. Mayo, pack your trailer. I'm not gonna let you borrow nothing this time. I ain't gonna let you borrow nothing. it's a new year. I ain't let you borrow. Nope.
We have this caller line that's flashing down here at the bottom. We're gonna try this number again. 1-229. Your line is open. 1-229. Your line is open.
Probably
Mayo.
He probably spinning.
Man, you might as well disconnect that number and let somebody else call in.
Yeah, you're right.
That's Mayo. He's spinning.
He can't get number one because he keeps spinning so much.
He can't hear nothing. Mayo, hey, stop spinning, man. Take your helmet off.
It's like Mayo front tire was spinning on the track. Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, I see Mill bike come off the ground, but Mill ain't know what to do.
Hey, but I got a question for y'all now. This is a serious question now. If you was a professional rider and you had to downgrade and come back to the swamp and race with these backdoor grudge racers, how would that make you feel? Hillside, how would that make you feel to be back down in the gutter with us, in the gutter, the grimy part? All right.
Me, I only look up. So if I don't look back down. If you got to go back down, something ain't right. I only look
up.
Wow.
You know what? Hillside said it all. That wasn't custom. That was Hillside. He said if Michael Phillips, if a professional rider.
Man, you're going to be in court, man, before we even get the thing started, man.
Look, if a professional rider has to come back down,
Leave that talk alone, man. Let's move on because you're getting ready to end up in court, man. Look, I got another one to ask you, man. court. We got this other caller here that just opened up the line. We're going 3494, man. Your line is open.
What's up, man? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, my fan?
Yeah, man, it's me, Mr. 750.
What's going on, 750? How's the new year?
Oh, man, it was great. Wonderful, man. Preparing myself, getting ready for this race season, man.
Hey, that's what it is. I mean, I want you to keep your computer on next Saturday because when I put up the post that I just beat so-and-so head in, and you know who I'm talking about, I don't want to have to go to court, so I ain't going to mention his name. I want you to realize that I'm worldwide after that.
Hey, I'm trying to get there. Maybe about 3 or 4 years I'll be there one day.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, you can't cheat. You can't cheat. I can't give you private lessons and you can get there overnight.
No, not anything, man. I've just been slowly, you know, doing a little small upgrades on the 750, you know, get ready for the track and all that stuff and just,
yeah,
you know, kind of master my craft.
Yeah.
Set the lights real good, you know, improve my 60-foot, and then, you know, in the process also saving up for a grudge bike. So.
Right. I understand. That you sound just like I did 20 years ago. Now, that's a good thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you now. And I'm a real friend to you. Tonight, when you lay your head on the pillow, I want you to dream about riding Black Cedar and get to that finish line before the next man. Because one day, you will be able to say you are a true grudge racer, like Black Cedar. Custom cut.
Hey, I can't wait to get there. I've been dreaming about it for the longest, man.
Y'all hear that? The fans out there in Grudge Land, Custom Cuts has just brought another one out of the woodwork. 750, you on the team, baby. You on the team.
Hey, it's an honor.
Wow. You know what? Man, you're about to make me cry, man.
Wow.
You're about to make old Custer cry. Wait, hold on. Let me take a minute. Hold on. Wow. I mean, my whole front of my shirt is like wet right now. Wow. I can't believe this, man. 750, man. You know what? Wow. I can't believe that. You know what, Chris? Take it away, Chris. Wow.
That's crazy. You need some parts for your bike, man.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I mean, I may
know a guy that has parts for a 750 that you and him may need to network together, man. And
I might need to do that, you know.
When this show is over, I may call you offline and kind of exchange some information, see what you're looking for, and see what I can.
We friends on Facebook, so I mean, all my information and everything on there.
Okay.
You know, Erin Spencer got all my information as well. You know, she's my mentor. You know,
yeah. We hadn't talked to her though in ages, man.
She's real busy, man. She got things going on. You know, I really haven't had opportunity to really talk to her that much. You know, here and there, but. I believe it's going to be a great, great year this year, man. I just believe 2013 will be my year for the rookie. It's going to be the year of the rookie. That's what I'm going to call it. That's what I'm calling it.
750, I'm back. I'm back. I done collected myself. I'm back.
You not got your composure, man.
Yeah. I mean, you had me there. You had broke me down there for a minute.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Just have faith in Mr. 750. I might open some eyes this year. It's the year of the rookie. That's what I'm calling it. They call it the year of the dragon.
Hey, where's that cat bus driver at? He gets some good footage of the races, man.
I may end up in court on this one again, but I got a problem with bus driver. Bus driver, if you listening out there, next time you feel me from the back. Don't be standing on the other person's lane that you think gonna win and go to pin me. You stand in the middle of the track.
Because when I raised tackle balls, you was on his side. So that's automatically telling me you thought he was going to win. And then when you saw my light come on, you going to turn the camera towards me. I don't want no finish line footage. You film me from the beginning to the end. You hear me? I know you're listening.
Well, he still did a good job, though.
Yeah, kudos, kudos. The music was, you know, the music was okay. I still like my boy Chris videos. He gets straight to the point. Chop his head off, you know, throw your hands up. That's the kind of video I like. I chop the head off, so, you know, do my dance, throw my hands up.
Yeah,
I feel it. We got another caller here. We're going to go on and open up the line. 35-38. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Custom Cuts?
What's going on, my friend?
Hey, nothing, man. I was just calling to let y'all know I talked to your boy. He out the country right now for the honeymoon, Mill. So you on Hotel Hillside, you have to call, get him with Mill when he get back in the country. He's out.
Oh, okay. Where is he at out of the country, precisely, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't even really know. He was going out there on his anniversary. Him and his wife went on a little excursion out the country somewhere for the anniversary. But, yeah, Hillside, I never heard Hillside say he wanted to try to get out of him one day this year at one of these events and stuff.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope he ain't stuck on that cruise line that's stuck in the middle of the ocean. Mayo, y'all ain't going from out there to tomorrow, baby.
No, Mayo ain't out there. If he is, he out there spinning.
Yeah, I thought it was cool, man. They're trying to get into Mobile by tomorrow. They're going to take him a whole day to get it back into the port of Mobile.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad, man.
Oh, so Mayo will be back home tomorrow. Okay, all right, so cool.
I don't know about Mayo. I'm talking about that cruise ship.
Oh.
That cruise ship. Yeah, they say it was out in the middle of the Gulf out there. They should have it back in the port of Mobile by tomorrow, they say.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's good. I mean, Mayo, you know, I know he probably listening wherever he at, but Mayo, hey man, you need to chime in. Come on, they got one on every phone that I know of.
Man, I'm gonna have to check on my
buddy,
man.
Hey, I'm
gonna
have to check on my boy now that you mentioned that the ship.
You know, that sound like, you know, I'm not trying to call the guy that just called in and gave the excuse. That sounds like an excuse. Mayo, I know you're listening. I know you're listening. And now,
Mayo,
now you don't
change his name to Mustard.
Yeah, Mustard.
You got a young
you
know, right
now. You ain't got to worry about that. He will be there, dog.
Phil, we will be on his phone for real. You know that. But this, Chris, I don't know if you remember me, man, but this your boy Jamal from H-Town, man. I was calling to talk to Mr. Cunt to see if we're going to be able to race in.
Oh, okay.
Jamal from Atlanta, I don't.
Not Jamal from KTL, where you from. I'm from H-Town, dude, not KTL. H-Town.
Jamal, you from Texas. Houston.
I didn't say KTL. I'm trying to get one
bike in the morning.
Hey, dude, that's all. I'm not about all that arguing, dude. I just want to know if we're going to get the race on or not.
I mean, what? Did I say I was
going to
race you?
Yes, sir. Chris, can you go back to the race talking about 2 months ago when he said he agreed to this race? I give you one bike in the move in the eight.
The only guy that I told. Nah, for real, I done forgot about that. If I told you, like you said, it was 2 months ago. 2 months ago, Santa Claus was coming down the roof. But the only one that I told I get one to move in the eight was Big J.
Come before Big J,
look, my friend. I mean, you know, my plate is full. I would love to race you, but I got guys that want to race me head up. So I'd be a fool to sit there and give you one in the move.
Right, I feel you. I'm going to come out.
You know,
see if we can do this over there.
Right, I mean, you know, but if you ever get to the point where you want to man up and go against me head up and make a name for yourself, just let me know. Then let me know.
Street tie.
Well, I mean,
hey,
you know.
Jamal, you a heavy hitter? You a heavy hitter, Jamal?
No, I'm not a heavy hitter.
Okay.
I mean, your class, your weight class. I got Jared Rockfield because I know
hey.
A lot of dudes were coming at you, so you forgot. You forgot about this, and you assume that people trying to race you. I feel you.
But I will be in Texas this year.
Okay. Or in Cranville, right?
I'll be there July the 27th, I think. The 27th. I will be there. And you know what? I'm willing to run y'all fastest flat six click motorcycle over that non-turbo down a quarter mile.
Okay.
Now, you know I'm not coming to Texas for nothing. If I'm driving way over there, I'm coming to race.
Yes, sir.
You know,
remember, dude, remember the Alamo, okay? That's all I
got to
tell you. Remember the Alamo.
Man, I ain't got to remember. The only thing I got to remember how to get back home. That's it. that's the only thing I got to remember. You can't scare me by nothing you say.
Remember this. Everything is big in Texas. Remember this. We're not talking about
look,
ATL. Like they say,
nobody don't know you. Over here, I represent this whole east side over here, this lower east side. You know, and I'm coming over there. I'm gonna come over there and see what y'all working with out there in Texas. And boy, if y'all disappoint me, I never show y'all no love no more.
I'm gonna tell you this, dude. You represent this Grand Star Radio. Chris, take my hat off to Custom Cunt. He make your radio show interesting. That's all you represent, dude. That's all. Believe that.
Yeah. You know what? From a man, I expect that. I expect to hear that come out your mouth. But you know, when I come over there, all you're going to do is just watch me go down the track because you ain't going to have enough heart to pull beside me.
Remember the Alamo Custom Cunt?
Look, I done told you one time.
It's all good, Jared.
No, I'm just saying because you really, once you see me go down the track, he was like, man, this guy came over here for nothing because ain't nothing we got over here going wrong with him. Watch what I do to Michael Phillips, and I guarantee you, we won't hear you no more on Grudge Talk Radio.
I promise you, you will not get the W when you run Michael Phillips on the 23rd. I promise you this.
You say what now?
You will not get the W. Chris may give you a power aid. You will not get the W.
Wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me without us running the race right now, you're trying to predict the future?
Dude, I'm not going to predict the future, but I'm going to predict that race. We'll get
okay.
The L.
Okay. And you know what? You won the haters, that your 87 percent haters I was telling you about.
I'm not a hater. I will congratulate you.
Okay. Give me one good reason why you think I'm gonna lose the race. Give me one good reason.
Cause Caesar gonna bow down, dude. Caesar will fall.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Remember, I'm not the Caesar in the Bible. I'm the Caesar on the movie. Black Caesar.
Right.
I'm not Julius Caesar. I'm Black Caesar. I draw my hand back and I slap a Joker down when I beat him. Because
hey,
that's what Caesar
hey.
Do.
Hey, bro. See that little grease you just spread the boy's head up to cut your hair every day? Stay off that shit, okay? You inhale too much of that shit. For real.
Okay, well, you can't tell me nothing about staying off of nothing. Because as of right now, I don't know you. You talk a good game. You talk up for Michael Phillips. But until the race goes down and until I lose or win, you can't predict nothing about Caesar.
Hey, Jared, after this race is over, dude, we going to take you to the casino and let you play with some of your money, all right? I'm going to put some money in that machine and let you pull a damn one-on band. Maybe you have some luck with that, but the folks will beat Michael on the 23rd. It will not happen, dude.
Now you're telling me. Now I don't know. Now I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, Chris. I ain't want to say this on the line, but I'm not eating nothing over there. I'm not talking
why?
To none of y'all.
I know y'all
gonna have a thousand voodoo dolls over there that look like me with long hair.
Jerry, man, we don't need to get down like that, dude. We'll feed you. If you're thirsty, we'll give you some water. We'll feed you. Do we not like that over here, man?
Hey, let me tell you something. I got a special bucket that I went to Lowe's and bought. I'm even going to use the bathroom in my own bucket inside my trailer. No, I don't want nothing to go wrong at the rain.
No, you can't go there for real, dude.
Right, you don't stop acting like that, dude, for real, man. Stop acting like that. You're a better man than that, Jerry.
Because I've been receiving texts talking about, boy, if you come over here, we got a dog we're going to throw in the mud and stomp on it, and you're going to... You're going to lose the race.
Man, them dudes just messing with you, man. Them dudes like to play just like you play every week on the grocery store, Jared. Nobody can get the whole man. It's all along, man.
It.
Like Chris said, man, everybody get along, man. And all is about everybody having fun. Like you said earlier, you got to show people how to take a loss or win. I mean,
yeah,
nobody
but you
got to
understand. You got to understand, man. I had a dream the other night that an alligator bit me in my butt. And I said, man, you know what? That's coming from over y'all way. That's coming from over y'all way.
Yeah, what's your boy name from Alabama, Jared? The one thing you're going to take you fishing. You better talk to him. Whatever that guy name was over there.
Man.
You're talking about Ike.
Oh, Ike.
Yeah.
But all jokes aside, man, I'm coming over there, man. It's pound for pound. I think it's going to be a good race. You know, I know Mike's going to be real aggressive off the tree. And I know I'm going to have to be right there with him, you know, which I'm not a bad guy off the tree, as you can see by what I did to Tackle Boss and his Dream Team and Chris Moore and ACP. But I'm looking to be real aggressive off the tree with Mike, and it's going to, pound for pound, it's going to come down to the bike. And I think Caesar's going to outperform him. That DTM horsepower is going to outperform him on the other end.
Hey, Jared, let me ask you one question, dude. This is still
yes,
for real.
Sir.
Why do you think them guys not coming on the radio every week to talk to you about their race, Tackle Bikes now? You think they have something up there?
You know what? Now, I'm going to tell you. I know when they come for me, they're going to come and they're going to bring the kitchen sink. That's why I chose to run them in Georgia at my track with my tuner. Now, we get over there 23rd, and they call me out, I'm not going to run them. I'm not going to run them. I run them when I get ready. Caesar, now, I will lock in a race with them in Bad Austin, the first grudge race, that I give them their race back, and I guarantee you they won't drag me. I guarantee you. I guarantee you they won't.
Why are you not on the radio every week talking about it? I think they
just
want to go.
Because, you know what, I don't follow the leader. I'm my own man. I don't sit back and try to copycat nobody. If I want to race you or if I want to beat your head in, I'm going to come on the radio and tell you that because that's what the radio is for. You know, I can talk the talk and I can walk the walk. I can take the L. When Tackle Boss beat me the first time, I didn't come on the radio. Everybody bashed me. I didn't come over there giving excuses. I regrouped. And I got in his tail, and I took the win. And I know you didn't sleep good that night. Yeah, you, the one that's listening right now. I know you didn't sleep good that night.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a video from that race when Custom Cut bike blew up? Because I want to buy that video because some people say Custom Cut was in front. Some people say Tackle Box was in front. I just want to see the video, dude, because I was in that race.
You know what? I tell you what. You ain't got it. Chris, send in the video. I bet you whatever you want to, I was in front of him when I blew up. Hey,
I
want to
see. I want to see for myself.
Hey,
I
want to
mention about the race, but I can see if I can find out. I'm going to find that video clip for you.
Hey.
I think it's out there on Facebook. So, I mean, YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's out there. I'm going to tell y'all what Tackle Boss told me at the finish line. I put my life on this, my kid's life. Tackle Boss told me, he said, man, I don't know what happened to your motorcycle, but that was your race. He said, that was your race. He said, what happened? I said, man, look at my leg. Look at all the oil. I said, man, the motor gone. And he said, dog, man, he said, you were gone. You were gone. And I put that on everything, y'all. And that's when I knew that all I had to do was just go back and freshen my motor up. But he just didn't know. He got the kitchen sink put on him the second time. He got the kitchen sink put on him.
So, Chris, do you still got the King and the Haircut going on for the 30th?
Oh, yeah. That's going to take place, too, on the 30th. You're talking about over in Twigs?
Yeah. I'm going to enter just for the hell of it.
That's
going to
be there.
I'm going to look forward to it.
Okay.
I really can't do too much, but, hey, I'm just pretty much out there to learn and, you know, okay.
And we got two callers here. We're going to open up the lines here real fast. 8144, your line is open.
Yeah, the alligator in town. Didn't he say he had a dream about the alligator biting him on his booty?
Yeah.
Then he had a dream. He said he had a dream the alligator bit him in his booty.
I'm going to take them to pancakes, baby.
The alligator done already bit you. You know what else going in you. I just want to let you know I'm on here listening to what you say. Cry, baby. Don't cry. I ain't call or argue with you. Your ass is mine. I hope y'all have a nice night.
What kind of myth is that? Alligator and you over there crying. I hope that wasn't Michael Phillips. Man, you better give me kind of interview with good people on TV. Don't come over here hanging up the phone.
Man, we got another caller. We're going to open up 1-870. Your line is open.
What's up, Mr. Custom Cuts?
How do you do?
Hey, don't talk to me like that. You know, we folk, we family.
Oh, what's up, Paul? What's going on, boy?
Hey, tell them, advise for me what Tiger Bot said when we pulled up, talking about, I don't know what everybody's talking about, but your bike flying after he almost got drugged the first time.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah,
They trying to get what we done been.
He did say that. So, Chris, that guy from Texas now, is he still on?
Yeah, I know how to get in contact with him.
Yeah.
Jerry, what happened to the race with the dude with the pro mod? He backed out.
Yeah, he backed out. He's talking about he can't give me the year. He can only give me the back time.
Man, this man got it. He need to take that thing and put a little small tie on it. He need to race top gas.
You know, that guy came on talking about when we come to Texas, some kind of crazy questions he was asking. He was talking outside his head. I don't know what he was talking about.
I was just asking you for my race. That's all I wanted, my race. It was no craziness. I wasn't talking no craziness. I just asked you for the race that you offered me, dude.
Look, that was, like you said, that was 2 months ago, man. We're a week away from the race. Don't call into the radio show talking about something that happened 2 months ago.
How could you remember locking up with Big J? We locked up before you locked up with Big J. That's what I was saying.
Me and Big J race ain't going to take place. The only races I'm put it like this, point blank period. The only races I'm going to do is head-up races. I ain't asking for nothing. I ain't giving nothing. If you can't race me head-up, don't come ask me for no.
I'm asking you to put something with the ProMod, so, I mean, I have a street-tire bike.
Wait, you know what? Scratch that. ProMod race, we ain't even got to do nothing. If you can't race me head-up, don't come talk to Custom Cuts.
You know what, Jared? Don't scratch it. Do the race. We don't have to race. I'm gonna give you two bars of fucking Powerade with an L, with two losses.
Yeah.
Michael Phillips and the ProMod.
You're right.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna cook you some damn crawfish too.
Like I told you, man. I'm not gonna eat.
You will eat. You're gonna be
you're gonna be a, you're gonna
gonna be a star. You gonna be a starving young man coming over.
Well, we gonna have collard greens in a pot when we come over there. We ain't gonna eat none of that. Yeah, we bring a potluck. I got five women over here gonna cook me some greens and pig feet, and I'm bringing them all the way over there. I ain't eating none of y'all food. Bet that.
I'm gonna
eat something. Louisiana got us some good hot sauce. That's it. Texas Pete about to take that out.
Yeah. He's a comedian, boy.
Yeah, I want us to come up there and eat their food so I can get sick and start throwing up at the track. Yeah.
I bet you one thing they do, God, they got some big bathrooms. I know they got that.
Yeah. The only thing I'm a sucker for is a big woman and a smile. So if you bring a big woman to the track, I'll probably do whatever you want me to do.
Hey, Chris, you heard this dude say he's a bucket for lovers, huh? He don't want to use a real woman pin out of Louisiana, man. He wants to load one of my fucking bucket.
Man, look, why you get mad at me because I don't want to come over there and eat? I came there to race.
Let me ask you this. You can go to the casino, right? You buy the casino when you go over there, right? So you're ready to eat for
Now, I'm going to tell y'all, and I didn't want to get my secret out. What y'all don't understand, and my brother kind of got on to me about this in Bradenton, I do not eat a day before the race. I do not eat the day of the race. Only thing you eat is a half a potato. That's it. But boy, when I get that W, I go in.
What about when you don't get that W? Then what?
Man, we don't even think like
that.
What you gonna do when you stand on the sideline and MP lose all your money? Michael Phillips lose all your money?
You ain't got to worry about that happening, boy. I got you covered. I ain't like you. I don't need a remote control to run my bike down there. I ship it myself.
Don't get mad at me because I got technology. All you is a dummy letting the button go. You know what? Don't get mad at me because I got technology on my side. I ain't never getting mad at you. You just all mouth.
That's all you is. That's all you do is bump your gun. Bump them dicks.
Whatever you say, a hater is born. Everybody
is a hater. I ain't never been a hater, boy.
You sound like a hater,
boy.
I ain't never been a hater, boy.
I tell you what you do. Yeah, I tell you what you do. You bring your 140-pound ass up to my 170, and I'm really going to show you what I'm going to do to your faggot ass.
What you talking about, man? I'm not going to whip my what now?
Okay. You hear what I said. You heard just what I said.
No, for real, I didn't hear what you said.
I'm going to take your little pancakes from you. You come up to 170-pound, but I'm really going to show you something.
Look, man. Look, hush. We're going to get that man to talk before you start stuttering, man. See, I already know it's about to be. I already know it's gonna be some beef when I drag you. That's why I got something special for you. I got something special for you.
No, I'm not worried about nothing you got for me.
I got something special for you. When I drag you and look like you point my finger at you, I know you're gonna get mad.
I ain't gonna tell you no more.
Michael Phillips is telling me to downgrade my motorcycle so he can try to get a win. Michael Phillips,
I'll push you.
You're still a dinosaur.
I'm going to show y'all how to put my dinosaur foot right in your ass.
Okay, all right. And when you lose, don't even approach me or talk about what you want to hit and shoot me in the future when you feel first. Okay, one thing I know, you can't do nothing about horsepower.
You're going to bathroom and take your shit. When you take your shit tonight, I want you to put your hand on it and I want you to wish and see what you feel first.
Hey, you're right.
I ain't gonna show nothing else on the show because I don't want people to think I'm a bad person, but this dude called me a clown and he don't love me like that, put my name in his mouth, and I ain't the type of person to mess with nobody, but that clown done pissed me off. So I
ain't nobody calling you. Ain't nobody calling you no clown.
Chris, will you tell him what he said? Tell him what he said.
Yeah, Okay, we apologize for calling you a clown.
No, you ain't got to apologize now, because I'm going to bust
you in the pancakes. Okay, clown.
Okay, when I get you down there in the truck, I got to whip you. I'm going to flip you and dick you before you blow me and throw me.
Man, I'll get out of here. We're going to beat you like them white boys used to do you.
Well, them white boys, just like you didn't get petrified of me.
We have a lot of callers on here, man. You never know who be on here listening, so.
Yeah, it might be some callers on there. Well, I want to let everybody know Custom Cuz ain't calling nobody nothing out of the name other than a clown and a gun racer.
Look, we got another caller here that came up. 8987, your mic is open.
Oh, that's a sponsor.
8987, your line is open.
That's Michael Phillips there.
My buddy's still on with the orange and black booth. I mean the 14. I believe he's calling. Okay, we're gonna try this number again. 8987. Your line is still open. Okay, they're not pressed.
You can see that I never asked anybody to pull anything out off of their motorcycle. And for this guy to come on here and ask me to don't use half of my technology that I got on my motorcycle, that ought to show you that he's worried. He's worried and want me to disconnect something on my bike so he can have an advantage. No, I'm using all of my technology. I'm using everything. They got autopilot on the airplane. Why I want to sit there and fly? Doggone right, I'm going to use everything. Don't cry now. Don't cry now. Well, I ain't coming there to beef with nobody. I ain't coming there to fight nobody or shoot nobody. I'm coming there to race, and I'm using everything that racing offers to win that race. I'm using everything.
What's wrong? You reckon they worried now?
Yeah, he worried. That's Michael Phillips asking Custom X to take something off his motorcycle so he can gain an advantage. You know what? I never asked him how much he weighed, what he going to eat or whatever, or take something off his bike. All I want to do is race. They say I won't race nobody. I'm calling out the toughest man in the game. The toughest man in the game right now. And he asking me to take something off my bike. Come on, man. That's ludicrous.
All right, we got another call here, man. We're going to open up the line. 8987. The line is open.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I believe I'm going to take Michael Phillip on that race right there. I believe we're going to win it.
Okay. I think that poll I stated earlier was 85%, so that is just bumped up to 86%, man.
We going to Ruth Chris Steakhouse with custom cut money. I'm glad that race is going to be early. We going to cut to Ruth Chris, they come back to track, and win some more money. Custom cut. Bring that money, boy. What's on that guaranteed dollar money you got?
Yeah. Whatever y'all say. I bring all that money. I bring that, whatever y'all call me. Yeah, Michael Phillips called me all like my name. He called me this, he called me that. I bring all that money to you. But what I'm telling y'all, if y'all take the L, pay me my money and let me leave. Pay
hey,
me
Custom
my money
Cut.
And let me leave.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Yeah.
Somebody said you can have a buy money on your motorcycle.
Say what now? I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Tight Rider, what'd you say?
I think his phone must have hung up. He might have hit that mute button with his face or something. But Custom Cut, you will not be getting no game grade, dude. You will not get a power aid because you're going to lose. Losers don't get power aid. Only winners. You can't get a power aid, dude, because you're going to lose. That's a real talk.
Well, can I ask you a question? I know you've been keeping up with me. The last race I done, did I win or lose?
You didn't race. You don't race.
I didn't race.
Uh-huh.
You didn't race. I didn't race. Hold on.
You didn't race.
I didn't race.
You didn't race. I mean, they say you don't race. You couldn't race nobody. Somebody had to be out there racing somebody. It wasn't you.
So I can't believe is that, you know, people forget what I do in the game. But when somebody else does it at a lighter complexion or a darker complexion, they remember. What y'all got against Indians?
They've been had. They've been hoodwinked. They've been run amok, led astray, bamboozled. They don't know.
You know, they don't forget about what I done in the game. But they want
to do. All they do is cut hair, dude. That's all you do. And you don't do that too good, because I think that you're lining too. If you want to learn how to do a lining, you know your boy Purple Rain, you need to come see what he can do. He can cut hair, dude. You can't even cut hair,
yeah, you're
good,
right,
bro.
You're right. You know what? You're right. You know what? I can't cut hair. That's what the reason why I own the land and I own the shop. I own my truck. I own my house. I own the bike that I'm going to bring over there.
You're going to see Purple Rain.
He can line your hair up good for you. And you're right. One thing about it, I don't knock another man. We're talking about racing. We ain't talking about what I do. Because
you just
what
you do.
For what I can see, what I do pays the bills. It allows me to come to Louisiana when you got to punch a man's clock. I don't have to do that. I can load up in my truck and leave anytime I get ready with a pocket full of money.
Okay. With a pull-up bunny. And you know what? Just to impress you, I'm going to bring Caesar. I'm going to bring the deeds to my place. I'm going to bring the titles to everything I got. And I'm going to show you everything got my name on it we couldn't have. So don't ever test me about what I do.
Hey, Chris, I don't know what you're going to do. Old wise man always said, empty wagon make the most noise. Anybody talk about what you got to do? I ask you.
You don't want to mention it.
You don't know what I got. You don't know me.
Wow, you're the one that said it. I didn't say nothing. You said I don't know how to do nothing.
All I said was you don't know how to cut hair, dude. Old boy said you don't wait.
Well,
I said,
I'm proving to you that I know what I know how to do.
You're talking about race, man. Shut up.
That bite might be potato anyway. That may not be your bite. You might be running that bite. We don't know that. That's
you
right.
You won't bet in it.
Oh, you know
you
how I look at it?
You won't bet in it.
I look at it like a custom cut. Custom cut. It's not cut, you guys. Everybody on Christ Talk, all these months, y'all thought the custom cut is custom cut because he's from right below Atlanta. KTL. Baby San Francisco. KTL. Not ATL.
Ooh, boy, he's funny. This dude's funny, man. He is
man,
so funny.
You know what? You're so funny, man. You showing your true color. I'm not even gonna respond to that, Chris. You know what? Normally, if I say something like that, you'll mute me out. But you know, I'm not mad at you because I'd rather know your true colors, bro. I applaud you for coming on here and being real. You're really telling me how you think about me, and I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, because everybody that know me, know what kind of dude I am. They know what kind of dude I am. And they know what kind of race I am. I get the job done, and that's what you mad at, because you're not man enough to stand up and pull up beside me.
One race?
Man, look here.
Hey, these dudes don't even know how folks came down here to Georgia at our little Baffin track, all been trying to see us back in the day because they wanted to know who was slinging their money and who was calling people out. So they made us go get something that was fast, and now they're running.
And now
they
want
to them days, don't you?
You know,
we came to Albany, you didn't know who we was, and we told you, I said, man, we the main attraction.
Remember that? I have to look up and find that old video, man.
You remember that?
The red Luther, man. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like this, man. You know, I can say anything a guy say about me. It don't matter to me. I just want to come and race, man. Y'all can sit here and think y'all getting in my head, but all y'all doing is putting fuel in the tank for me. Because when I know I got me against the world, man, I'm coming to destroy that over there, man. And you're going to be one, this hater on the line right now is going to be the main one standing up there looking at me from a distance talking about, I wish I could be like that man. I wish I could be like Cook.
All you're going to do is bump your gun like you've been doing.
Yeah.
How much you weigh? I bet he's fat and sloppy. Man,
yeah.
Go eat your banana sandwich and go on to bed.
Come give me a ticket. Yeah, I'll take it. Come give it to me. I'll take it.
Man, look at me. I ain't coming over there to beef with nobody. I just want to come around Michael Phillips. You know, because some of the stuff you saying tonight, you know, if you said it to somebody else or somebody else in my camp heard that, they'll take it personal. Yeah. But I'm not like that, dog. I'm not like that. I'm just coming to race. So if you want to get off on this sideways stuff, I'm not going to hear it, okay? Michael Phillips.
You went at people bad for the first daggone couple of weeks of Grass Talk. From that day on, you was going at people sideways and bent on the
phone.
You know what? One thing about it is Grudge Talk,
you know, but it's also, you know, when I don't know you, I don't know you.
And he's talking, he ain't even got nobody.
Yeah, He ain't got nobody.
Who this hillside still talking? You cut full sign up custom cut?
No, you don't need.
You don't need.
That's my
deal. This is.
No, you don't need to go over there.
I wonder who's co-signing. Man up and say who you are.
No, see the good thing about radio, the good thing about radio is that we don't show our hand over here. We don't show our hand. So you go ahead and talk about me. But as soon as I beat Michael Phillips, don't come up to me trying to shake my hand talking about I knew you could do it. Because I'm not shaking no hands. I'm not shaking no hands if I beat him. Because I already know it's going to go down.
Man, you crazy. Dude. You talking crazy.
Okay, all right. Okay, you think I'm crazy.
Go back and watch. Go back and watch.
I also just want to make
go ahead,
Chris. I want to also just make an announcement that we got people listening in over in Korea, so I just wanted to kind of bring that up tension, man, and just show you how popular everybody is. This thing is growing, man, for us to have people listening overseas to this. So
our Korea brothers, let me tell you something. Louisiana, we're going to blow it up. We're going to blow it up.
And, you know.
All the way from Mayo with them clowns, with them whatever he got on, them colors on there. I mean, you probably can see him all the way in Georgia with all that green he got on. You, Mill.
But I want to say to everybody that's listening that, you know, y'all see what I'm up against. And this is custom cut, custom made, what I'm up against when I go out and try to raise. They say I don't travel, and they wonder why I don't travel, because it's no love. It's no love. I mean, you know.
Last month.
Yeah, and I get threats. I get threats, and I still I still rise to the occasion. I want to come over there and I want to have a good time. But, you know, it's me against the world. You know, I'm challenging Michael Phillips. That's what grudge racing is about. It's about challenging somebody, doing what you got to do to get the win. After the win, shake hands, you know, run again, or either just load up and go home. You know, I got a strategy. My strategy may not be like everybody else's strategy, but it works for me. But can't nobody tell you that when they saw me at the track that I was a-hole at the track. If y'all needed something and I got it, it's yours. If y'all needed this, it's yours. If you wanted a firm handshake or a laugh or two, I got
it. I'll shake your hand. He won't.
You know, and I don't hold grudges like that. All I'm in it for the race, and I ain't in it to make friends or nothing. If you want to make a friend, you know, I'm open to that. But I'm out there just to race. So
to everybody,
you know,
out there, this is the way we look at grudge racing. If you're out there, consider your head to get cut off. Don't try to make friends with us and figure you won't get called out, because your head is ours. We don't care who you are. You will get your head cut off.
Yeah. And, you know,
my brother was out there, he a suspect. He get his head cut off. If you don't want to play, don't come to the playground.
Yeah. I mean, I got, you know, and to the guy that's speaking up for New Orleans, now, they picked on me when I had my other bike. So I got a bike that I can contend with from Chicken Man, and I can compete with anybody out there now. And now
so
that I have this bike, they want to pull it off and want to try to bash me in other kind of ways. But
when Chicken Man had it, they wouldn't dare call him out. So if you want to know what to do, call Chicken Man. He in Alabama calling. He'll tell you.
Well, I got to come over here and say something, man. No, old boy who was doing all the talking, no, this is your side. I don't co-sign for nobody, man. I keep it straight racing. You know, I talk a little bit here and there about things, but I don't take it the way you took it, and I won't take it the way you take it. If you want to race, I run you. But all that calling me names, I ain't even with it. I ain't going to play like that. We go track, we can race, if that's what you want to do. And the other thing, it can go that way, too. I don't get down like that. I'm just in the game to have some fun and win a little money.
They just got too many open sales these days, and they ready to put us in it, but they ain't putting us in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't like talking like that. You know, I don't. You know, I'm a, and Chris know me, Hillside know me, bro know me. You know, I ain't like that, man. You know, you don't want to be behind them bars because of a bike that y'all can't beat. If y'all can't beat me, then look here, the whole state of Louisiana, y'all join up with me, and we can do this thing together. But don't sit up here and bash me, and you really don't know me, cat.
No, I say let's just take it straight back to grudge racing. We can't keep a grudge racing. They come on negative. Let's just tone them out. That's what my dad's calling.
Yeah, but hopefully we can keep this racing, man. Because, like I said, I definitely don't
don't want this thing to be blown out of context.
No, but
no,
I mean,
it's a nice fight.
You will never see no violence. You will never see no violence from Custom Cuts Camp. Never. It won't happen. We'll just load him and leave. We ain't down
for
that.
I can't say that about PYP. Hmm. We can't take it like that.
Yeah, I got you. We got a new caller here, man. We're going to kind of lay that to rest here for a second. Let's see what this new caller is. 9894. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All right. And you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Am I on the air or is this a screening, just to clarify?
You're on air.
Hey, I'm just like, I'm a starter. Let's just throw it out there. I want to get into motorcycles, and I just have so many questions, and, you know, I just really don't even know where to start. I mean, I don't even know if I want Harley or I want for a Kawasaki Ninja. It's like, in your opinion, I mean, if I'm a starter, what do you guys think I should start out
with? Well, first of all, those two words you put out there, Harley and Kawasaki, throw them away. Go get you a Suzuki because it's like a Chevrolet, and you can get parts anywhere. And then next thing you do, you come find Custom Cuts over in Georgia, and you team up with him, and you'll be on top of the world.
Right, nigga.
But maybe the guy wants to do, what type of racing are you trying to do? Index racing, class racing, or grudge racing, or what? First of all,
I'm just trying to, like, you know, get it from me from place to place, but, you know, racing, I don't do much of that. I mean, the reason I like the Kawasaki and the Suzuki, I'm going to be honest, is because I really like the way they look nice and sleek, but I also like the muscly type of motorcycles like Harleys.
I'm going to tell you now, just Custom Cuts talking to you. I'm going to tell you, the best bike, I think, for you is the V-Rod, the Harley V-Rod, because it gives you a little bit of the look, you know, the little sleek look and the sound. And you'll have two in one.
What's the minimum or, like, an average price range for, like, the Harley that you said?
Now, I've seen them on the Internet. You probably can get one for, like, 89, and that's, like, the 05s. And it can go up from there. You know, the Harley is just like buying a house, you know. You can't go wrong with that.
Well, you know, being a nigger from the South, I really don't have that kind of money. So the best I can do is probably like...
Okay. Let me... Hold on. For that guy just called in here, that 9894 number.
Oh, you got his number.
No, I'm just saying for him to.
Man, hang him up, Chris. Hang that dude up.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going because I really. Okay.
I thought
next call 8734. Man, your line is open.
Man, we're bigger than that. Let's go ahead. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah. Okay. 8734. Your line is open.
What he was doing?
We gonna move on, man. 8734. Your line is open.
That's me.
Okay. 7833. Your line
Hello.
Is open.
Chris.
Yeah.
What's up, man? Hey, this ain't gold on him, man.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Custom Cuts, bro. It ain't, man. I don't know what you talking about, man. Like somebody, you know what I'm saying, trying to make it out of a beef thing. I talk to you, bro. We're just going to race. There ain't no big old issue, dude.
No, I didn't say nothing about you.
I'm not saying it as an argument. I'm telling you that we're going to get down and whoever wins is just whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But look, yeah. This is the problem. This is the problem that we had the other week. You know, when certain people call in, call other people and tell them what's been said, the story get all screwed up. I didn't say there was going to be any beef with y'all. I just said the way Michael Bizzle came, you know, I can understand that. He's a racer, too. I can take that talk. I'm not worried about what he said about me because I know what kind of person I am. We talked last night. We got everything arranged. The race is going to be done, dog. The best man wins.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about.
The best man wins.
me and Michael Phillips, we gonna shake hands. If you want to shake hands, if you don't, that's cool, man. Yeah, I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that.
Damn. I ain't saying no. We ain't got to do all of that talking. We just gonna get it in.
Yeah, but I mean, when we get to the track, you're gonna swear something wrong because we ain't gonna say nothing. We're just gonna be ready to race.
Oh yeah, Kevin, that's all good.
I mean, I just want what we talked about last night on the phone. That's what's gonna go down. Whenever y'all let me know what time y'all want to run, pull them out the trailer. We gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah,
we're gonna
do it.
That's all it is to it. Ain't no talking. Ain't no none of that. We just gonna get it in.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, look, what I'm going to do to guarantee you it won't be no talking, I'm going to bring a piece of duct tape and I'm going to put it over my mouth.
Come on. Hey,
oh, you don't have to put no duct tape on that, man. You just, like
you
said, run your race,
yeah,
whatever.
We're
going to
get it in. We're going to get it in. I'm saying?
Right. You know, but after, now, look, after I win the race, you can't stop me from talking.
Now you're talking stupid.
So you mean to tell
what I told you about that wow shit last night? What I told you about that?
So you mean to tell me if I win the race, I still got to be quiet?
You're not gonna win, Custom Cut.
Wow.
Huh? I guarantee you, when we leave, you're gonna catch a seizure underneath your helmet. That's gonna happen.
Look what you're gonna do.
Hey, look, Custom, look what you're gonna do. You're gonna crack your helmet halfway up. Because you're going to cry underneath that motherfucker, I guarantee you that. And those little tears going to dry up.
You're
going to
cry when you get in the car. Hey, can I, Mr. Watts, can I ask you a question now? Why did Michael Phillips come on and ask me to take something off of my bike if y'all so confident over there?
No, man. Dude, we don't need you to take nothing off. You're going to need it. You need
Why did he ask me to take
He was just telling you that you got an autopilot. That's all right. You need that, though. I promise you, you're going to need that.
Hey, you doggone right. I need them jets I got up on it, too.
There you go.
But look. All jokes aside now, when I beat Michael Phillips, do that mean y'all going to hire me? Do that mean y'all going to hire me to ride the bike?
No, we ain't gonna do you. That ain't gonna happen.
Wow, I can't believe that. I can't believe it. You gonna go down with the ship. Okay, Leonardo.
No, man, we gonna drag you, bro. Honestly, I don't really wanna talk about it too much. We just gonna you know, don't bring a knife to the gunfight, we gonna get it in.
And I just don't know where y'all coming in thinking y'all just gonna muscle. I mean, how you just gonna just beat a bike down like that, of that caliber? You can't never say you gonna beat a bike down like that.
Hey, you, shut it. I can steal something from you.
Hey,
why don't I steal something from you for a minute, Custom Cuts?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, bro, get off the phone. Get off the phone. You got a bike?
Sure do.
Come on, man. Get off the phone. I'm racing your chief. I won't race the chief. We trying to knock his head off. I want to hang some of them bridges up in my trailer, man.
Well, bro, I think you're going to have to go to a beauty supply store because you won't be hanging mine up.
You took them all?
Man, they don't know what they're doing, man. They don't know. They don't even know.
All jokes aside, we're going to get it in. And that's it, Brian. I don't need to be talking to you about it. We're going to get it in.
Yeah, man, you know we ain't coming no 10-hour, 11-hour, man, for no week. We coming to race.
We're going to get it in.
And I want y'all to know that I will be heavily guarded. I will have body armor on. I will have as much security as Obama over there with y'all.
Hey, if it was that type of party, you would need it. You would really need it. I'm being honest with you, but today we about to race.
Yeah, man.
We about to get it in.
Yeah. Well,
hey, who can y'all beat, man? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I mean, y'all talking about y'all some heavy hitters. Who y'all beat, man? We just want to know.
Ain't nothing about no heavy hitters, man. You came at us. I told you. You came at us. You told a man about his clown suit. Y'all got it. You went to talking to him, and now we racing. Ain't nothing to talk about.
So you mean to tell me that just because I said he had a clown suit on, y'all gonna draw
me? You told him that you would
whip that slow, fat, slick bike, and gee, we gonna try you with it. That's all.
Yeah,
and
you
I'm
know what?
Real
I
confident
did.
That we gonna drag you with it.
You know what? I did say that. You know what? And I know Michael Phillips listening right now. He might be in the same room with you. But Michael Phillips, I did say that. I did say I whooped that slow prime down motorcycle with that arrow over. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you said, yeah. Mm-hmm. You said the tire was too low and all of that.
Yeah.
But you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I told you how we're going to do, though. We're going to dive off in your ass like Brad.
Yeah, and
I
have every video of y'all shakedowns. And let me tell you something, bro. You better keep that bike when y'all going to the side off the line.
Okay. What Mike said you're going to do, we're going to dive off in them little pancakes.
Okay. All right.
Man, we're going to get it in, man. I don't like all of that tough and shit, all of that radio shit. We're going to get it in, though. And we're going to,
yeah,
you
right.
know what I'm saying? We're going to see who it is. You know what I'm saying? Who's going to poke the head out at the wire, that's all.
Yeah, what time can I expect for y'all to come around there and talk to me?
I'm going to be there early. Man, look, I don't know what type of people you deal with. We're going to be there. We ready to race, man. We ain't with that bullshit. Can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Can you stop talking and let's get to the line?
Well, first of all, I cannot jump into next week. That's something.
But you're still talking. You're just talking about it. Why you keep talking about it?
You got to understand. I'm the man to beat right now. I'm the champ. I'm the champ in the pizza world. You're a small fry. You're trying to get a name. The only thing that you got going for you is a clown in a suit. That's all
we have. What I talk to you about last night?
Oh, you know what?
Mm. Why you on this shit? Why you do this? You should be
hey,
a comedian or something.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Are you real?
I slipped up and said clown. I mean Michael Phillips. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. Wow.
All right, Mr. Wow. We're going to get it in on the 23rd, man. I'm finished. Don't you believe it, but we're going to get it in, though.
Okay, I'm going to say in y'all language, whoa, there. Okay.
All right, Kevin. go get back and eat you some fishing grits,
Kev. But for everybody that's out there, that's my round.
That's your round? I'm your round?
Hey, that's what y'all say, don't you?
Yeah.
Whoa, there. I'm gonna make you say.
That's the way your bike.
Man, I believe if Mike get around Cousin, because he gonna be wanting to move to Louisiana, man.
I bet he will. We're gonna knock the head off that little crawfish.
Come on. How y'all feel over there? Shake it fast and watch yourself.
Oh, bro. All right, man. Good night, man. We'll see you on the 23rd, cuz.
Okay, tuck yourself in, 504.
I remember. Don't slide too hard on the pillow.
Wow, boy, I can't believe, boy, that's a... Mm-mm-mm.
We got another several callers here, man. We're going to open up the lines. It's 2640. Your line is open.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Yes, sir.
You must be hanging out with some of them New Orleans boys, huh?
Oh, this is my boy. What's going on?
You got a hurry, whoa, and all that other shit. What's happening with you?
What's going on, Wayne?
Oh, I'm just sitting back, this is everything y'all been saying.
Hey, man, I mean, I didn't know y'all had that much animosity over there, man. Good gracious. Man, what's going on, man?
That's not from around where I'm from, bro. That's still a boot, though, you feel me? But they feel like they're going to come out and deal with you.
So, Rain, I want to put you on the spot right now. I'm going to ask you to speak up, and this is for Grudge Talk Radio. Purple Rain, on this race, who you gonna put your money on? Purple Rain, come on now. Hey, whoa, there. Come on.
I'm standing alone.
Oh!
I'm Rain, so long ago, I was Purple Rain. I'm not betting with that.
No, I'm just saying, just say, okay, just say if this was a screen, who would you have your money on? Custom Ink or Angola, whoever that is.
I never thought of the bike yet, so I can't really say that.
You never saw that bike run?
No, I never saw it run.
Have you heard anything in Louisiana about that bike?
It just came to me. Just now, I just found out about it, you know, hearing about it.
You know what? You know what, Purple Rain? Purple Rain, I want everybody on Grub Talk Radio to officially hear this. This is a guy that's from over that way and never heard anything about this bike. They are nobodies trying to be somebody.
Well, but where they run at, though, it's a little distance from where I'm at, so it's a possibility they've been in playing with it, but I just don't know about it. You feel me?
Right. Do you know about me?
Come on now, why you want to do me like that?
No, yes or no, Purple Rain. I'm for GA. Do you know about your boy?
Yeah, I know about your boy down there.
Okay.
I know about him.
Okay, so prime example, Grub Talk Radio, Angola is in Louisiana. He has heard nothing about him. I'm in Georgia. I'm all over YouTube. And I'm going to use one of their words. You heard me?
Hey, you know they know your bike running, so you know that bike might be running. Because they know your bike running off the dump, and for them to won't run you, you know they got to be coming with something, you know? So you can't really sleep on no bike like talking about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. But one thing I got on them that they ain't got on me, I got video and I got doggone streaming on them. I had a joker at the track streaming while they were running that bike. And let me tell you something, Brian. You better bet your house payment on this one, because that's what I'm going to be paying. You better bet your house payment on this one.
What's the house stuff on this one now?
Well, I tell you this, I do like electronics.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, what you saying? I don't understand what you're saying.
He's saying he likes technology.
Okay. Well, you going with me? Okay, you going with me. So he going with me. So, I mean, I'm going to tell you how sophisticated this is. And you know what? My pit crew probably going to kill me for saying this over the radio. The box that I got on my motorcycle, my mechanic ain't even got to be at the track. I make a pass. I email him the pass. He tuned my bike. He emailed it back to me. I downloaded it in my motorcycle. Bam, we ready. Can't nobody say they got that kind of technology.
Hey, tell him how Jigs of 110 say, where y'all dash at? Y'all ain't got no gauges on there. And we're scared to run.
You know what?
Hey, man,
and to all my brothers and sisters over there, Korea, China, wherever you at, I appreciate the technology that y'all granted me, and I'm out to get the win next week, and I will hold up the W over there. I guarantee you.
Coach, I guarantee you get an L. I guarantee you get an L, dude. I'm telling you. You get an L.
And I guarantee you, you get an H for hater. You get an H.
Can't nobody hate on you.
Well, I hope at the end of this race, man, we all can just shake hands and just look forward for the next one.
No, they ain't going to be fighting, Chris. They're just talking.
No.
Yeah, I know they're just talking. But yeah,
no. Because how can anybody fight Custom Ace when I'm going to have a bunch of hula girls around me in Louisiana, baby?
They're going to get rape charges.
Oh, wait, hold on now. Chris, you ain't telling me nothing about that now.
Look, if you duck it out, the girl got to step up and handle your business for you, huh?
Hey, but right. No, I ain't coming over there like that. Uh-uh.
Bring the little girls on now, man. Make sure you break Erica now.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. Come on now. Chris, change it.
Chris, what you say? You got another caller calling in, huh?
Yeah, we got another caller coming in. Come on, that's never mind. That's Chris, take it away, Chris.
Man. Hey, Brian, you got that 1,000 ready, man, or are you still in the tent?
You're going to be the first to know when she's ready.
Oh, okay.
I don't try to let too much out the bag.
Okay.
Purple Rain, I got one question. I know we're in almost to the end of the show, but Purple Rain, what side, I just want to ask you real quick, what side are you going to stand on during the race?
I'm probably somewhere in the stands.
Oh, what would you tell Las Vegas to put their wages on?
Yes, I want to hear that, yeah.
See, I can't tell you that because I don't know about the bike like that. I just saw your bike run. I never really saw that bike make a nice pass.
Did my bike impress you the last time you saw it run?
It was straight.
Did it impress you, Purple Rain?
You coming into some different air though now. You got to remember that too. So
from what?
The air is good. The air, or it's good.
As long as we ain't going up in altitude and we going down, we all right. Fat is good.
And just remember that you're coming on those guys first, man, with the bike. So you gonna have to make some adjustments.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, Chris.
Y'all got Wi-Fi over there. We all right.
Hey, I
know if Mike still is riding though. I know it's gonna be right though. I know it's gonna run.
Well, you know what? You may be right about that. And I'm gonna take all that in consideration. But I'm not stupid either. You think we driving 11 hours and pull up beside this man and we ain't ready? Okay.
Well, that's another New Orleans song you can sing is on, Now We Ready.
Yeah. Just make sure y'all have the second line out there for Michael Phillips because I'm going to dance in there with it.
Hey. We're going to put your
Jamal gonna tell you about the show. The dude from Texas, out of where he's from, Jamal.
With your money, dude. We on your stake with your money, cousin.
Say what now?
We on Roots Chris with your money.
Oh, okay. What did you say, Chris?
I just want to have one request. Can someone just buy me a cheeseburger and some fries, man? Whoever win between the two of us. This a Chris look, man. We here go to cheeseburger and fries.
A cheeseburger and fries. You know what, Chris? If I win this race, I will personally go to the public and get some ground round and patties and cook you a cheeseburger.
Or some of them bubble burgers.
No, they have some good burgers down there at State Capitol, man. I don't know the season that they put in there, man. Those burgers are good.
I heard them alligator burgers. I ain't eating them. The way Purple Rain be shaking, I ain't eating nothing from New Orleans.
Come on now, that don't be the hamburger meat having me shaking. Now that be that pig having me shaking. Ain't nothing new to the hamburger meat now.
Oh, Purple Rain be bouncing at the line.
I'm going to keep it real with you. There ain't no hamburger beat. Shit.
Rain came up and shook my hand and Caesar. Boy, he was bouncing the whole time. I ain't know what was wrong.
Must have been too much nitrous, you heard me.
Nah, but you know what? I enjoyed it tonight, fellas. I'm going to go ahead and get off here. Bro, holler at me. I got that for you. But, Rain, I'll see y'all when I get over that way.
It's all good, man.
Rain, I'm going to definitely have to do a little intro video, man, when you bring the 1K out.
Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be ready to do a video up.
Yes, indeed. I cannot wait.
She coming, Chris?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. We got about 50 more seconds left, man. I mean, anybody got any last-minute words they want to say before this show ends tonight? open up the lines, they'll just be quick about it.
So, Jamal, y'all got some fast bikes out there in Texas, man?
Man, you already know. I got to take my mail.
Look, next Wednesday taking too long to get here now, huh?
Yeah, you definitely got that right.
That's why I don't be saying much. I'm waiting to get my gun back, Chris. I can't sit until I have my gun. So I don't say much. I just sit back and listen a lot. But when I get it, I'm going to talk. You're going to hear me talking.
You still coming back out street tie, or you going to flex lick?
I'm going to do a street tie.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, I think when Custom Cuts his little company bike with his street tie that he was a race meal in the eight with, I think you're going to get that race, dude. I know you remember that. You remember that night on the phone, Chris, on the radio.
I got to dig back and find some of the footage. But, yeah.
That was before he locked in with Big Jake.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to have him wired, too, man. I'm going to put a camera either on Mike Pike or either on Custom Cut Pike. I don't know which one yet. Probably going to be his helmet.
You can't put them on both bikes, Chris?
Well, it would take a lot to mount up like that. I would like to put them on both bikes, and I may do that if I have time to do it. Because I'm going to try to do the Wi-Fi thing as well, so it just depends on how much activity is going on to set that up.
Yeah.
But I would look
sure
love
be nice,
to aim them at each other bike, you know, one aimed at the other bike and before and so on, you kind of give a different angle. And if you had a race going down the track. Well, all right, guys, I think that's it for tonight. So, I hope next week, man, we can have some people to come on and kind of give us some lock-in races.
You know, it'll be busy next week.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, everybody be in the shops or whatever, so I'm fine-tuning the bikes for the weekend, but I know I'll probably see you guys down at State Capitol this weekend, because like I said, I'm probably going to ride
down
myself.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep it real.
All right.
I'll let you know,
okay.
Man.
All right, bro. You all take it easy.
All right.